Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know most dish soaps don't remove all the grease, even with scrubbing?
What? I just cleaned those.
Try Dawn Platinum. It removes 99% of grease and food residue. That's why Dawn is trusted to save wildlife affected by oil. Dawn Platinum cleans to the squeak.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
They want us to stay blind as a bat, while they move sly as a fox. Oh boy. Yes, sir. Yeah. I tell you, few people can see it. Many are blind to it. A change is on the way, things will no longer be the same. Oh no. Hear me now. All eyes on America. People of places want to be just like America. And I can't understand why. When you have beautiful places like Dubai. Oh yeah. Lies and propaganda. They speak of Africa. I tried from Nairobi to Addis Ababa and find the truth for myself.
Yeah.
at 6:30 p.m. on the West Coast and 9:30 p.m. on the East. And with that being said, one more moment. Once again, welcome to WBNN and Ngozi Time Multimedia and Entertainment presents the Boston Chronicle. Live on air from Lagos, Nigeria, where words and reason speaks poetry. The caller number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. You know, ideas formulate words that bring individual reasons of thought. And those thoughts speak a different meaning to each reader when poetry is spoken. Where knowledge is self-evident, wisdom is education. And the ripe fruit of the individual mind becomes the fruit of growth. Yet the mind must be open to receive those applications of poetry within the art of emotions in a concentrated imaginative awareness of experience, of spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings in an artful communication to spark creative thinking in order to create within the reader's self-awareness to his own world view. And tonight, right here on WBNN and Ngozi Time Multimedia Entertainment and the one and only, the Boston Chronicles, we will bring words and reason that speaks poetry. All right. Brother Ngozi, how you feeling tonight?
Always in my hands and the wheels to steel, man. Tonight, man, we're going to go back into pun. You know what I mean? All the folks out there listening right now from Kingston, Jamaica, Port of Spain, Trinidad, and all around the Caribbean world, some of my family, also in Antigua and Aruba. Tonight, this show is dedicated to you, as well as, of course, all the poetry world out there that listens on a constant basis. This man's been doing it longer than I on the radio, giving the utmost respect. Now back to the Boston Chronicle.
Well, let me shout out to all the WBNN hosts. Appreciate you, each and every one of you. And those in the listening audience, I appreciate you coming by and supporting the Ngozi Time Multimedia Entertainment and WBNN. And especially, thank you for coming to support the Boston Chronicles. But I'm going to start this show off with something close to a dedication, but it's not a dedication. It is a somewhat of a short story. And this short story is to Imana J. Imana J, remember what I incorporated into the conversation crossing a moment of time and space, that moment so elevating that it became a revolution within her elevation, where his abundance was to excite her inner spirit, sensing each color of her aura, and her area would dance and blush as if her spirit made contact with her first crush, where the peace where the peace she was searching for finds her. Approaching her undaunted, and she asked, what was his purpose of gazing into the cosmos from within his neurotic masculinity? He spoke from the depth of truth. He said, Amana Jay, spiritually, I was gazing into the cosmic happiness within her eyes, aligned with the esoteric numbers she would come to understand that he had crossed into the wounds of her past, soothing the realities deep inside her smallest places, creating a safe place to release her old into freedom, for her spirit to sing with a number of vibrations beyond the old layers of her life into the navigational pull of her wholeness, thriving into self-appreciation as the bearer of her self-worth, into an elevation of self-reason, smiling without another word as her reflection displayed the confidence of her life, as his masculine energy sits still within her smallest places, comfortable with her profound elevation. Now we're about to have a track by the one and only international, the international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi. It's your mic, brother. Handle it.
And it's a life when I promote the eyes of level. So we just burn them evil concepts, because we have to get to the destruction to the humanity. So we have to know. What do you want to know? Hey, check this. Show. Jaja city, Jaja town, them want me turn it in a cowboy town. Aye, we look and know. Jaja city, Jaja town, them want me turn it in a dead man town. Aye, them think them is the ultimate, yo, but them no reach nowhere yet. Aye, them get caught in the internet. A society, I tell me them a intellect, them promote too much debt. We no look and know. Jaja city, Jaja town, them want me. And it's in a cowboy town. I want to tell you soon. Love is the only solution. Can stop a revolution. Cause freedom is the decision. From war and illusion. Love is the only solution. That can stop a revolution. Peter Tosh rise and gone on them think we did done. Jacob Miller rise and gone them think we did done. Garnet Silk him rise and gone, but look ya, Morgan family come rise. And then he rise, you are a prize in Hitler rise. And then he rise, you is a prize in Luciano rise. And then he rise, you is a prize in Rastafari come with so we come. Mali children rise. And then he rise, you there a prize in Templeton rise. And David Oshu is a prize in Buju rise. And then he rise, you is a prize in Rastafari rise. And come with liberation, boy. Whoa, chant, boy, boy. Rastaman chant, boy. Whoa, chant, boy, boy. Mr. Moon,
never go get me in Jaino tomorrow. Cause them no praise than none today. Never go reach Mount Zion. Cause them now still see I wear. Never go get the engine or tomorrow. Cause them no praise than none today. Never go reach Mount Zion. Cause them no still see your way. Yo,
this is a drop fire. The all of the people we no see the emperor. The lion of Judah, he is the conqueror. Your whole one is returned.
Zion we go. And I can't move slow, no. Rastafari rules and reigns, and we're going where the green grass grows. Oh, well, on to Zion we go. And I can't move slow, no. Repatriation is a must, and we're going where the blessings flow. We are blood and fire warriors, fighting to set the captive free. Pointing souls on to Zion, give your heart for your kingdom, yeah. Oh, ye righteous ones, oh come now. Way, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jaja, you're truly great, and you abide can see. Hey, that you spread your blessings all over me. I, Jaja, you're truly great, and you abide can see. That you spread your blessings all over me. Training and blow, won't you blow my way? Send some blessings today. It's like a natural mystic blowing through the air, and you feel it if you are aware. Jaja love is in my heart, and I grant it to my brethren today. Teach them every bit that he say. You are truly great, and their eyes can see, yeah, that you spread your blessings all over me.
You see him in the air of the wind. What made him unique in many ways? Evidence. Are you awakened enough to see the source of the destination, which has never been seen before? Could the court of mind then sustain motion powered only by the relative thought? Then my fascination with the mysterious links leads me to the not so blind and the blind. Some things can only be seen in the shadows, like sun rays in the dark. Riding on the still forth pools of mind, the heart seeks the spirit of wisdom. A joyful spirit, canny ability to help. I will stand the test of time with the world's great classics of spiritual literature. And to who comes deep questioning from whom profoundly integrated. Blessed be the marriage of ideology, my own personal journey in the great lessons of my universe. My universe is wedded to me personally, fulfilling my strong spiritual truth. My mind is an eye in the wind and trees, possibility into reality. Triggered by my third eye, awakening attention, surrender, and commitment, and I become the author of self-happiness, the author of not dependent on any condition of what is an outside world, but an individual's own difficult conscious inner transformation. Can you yet see the path of my simplicity in the silent retreat? Equally exotic setting in my just beginnings without being emotional, immature in my duality, belief free. Bringing awareness to feel your feelings, reexamining our origins in the present. Breathing sensation is the vehicle to feed, move, and fulfill re-inhabited emotions that require loving attention in its definition. Love and compassion becomes the expression of being vocally free in the mind of my pen's gravitation that speaks from the breadth of knowledge and individual experience embodying the mind and heart rhythm of the spiritual, exotic, non-manipulative, erotic visuals, taking you on a meditative journey with an open-hearted experience upon a benevolent travelogue, vocally free. Do not ever be in a state of dismay, because there's reason we are of this unique blend of spiritual, psychological, poetic insight of simple wisdom. And shall we go forth together? We together come out from the path with our hearts remaining spiritually. All right, y'all. We got anybody on the line, man? I don't want to take up all the time to be greedy, you know.
Hey, man, we got some people. We got some people on the line. But first, man, we're going to go right back into this thing. You know what I mean? Of course, all the folks out there, especially in the beautiful, beautiful island of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, we say salutations to you. Also, of course, Jamaica, period, the home of reggae. How it started out, of course, you know, the really home is, you know, is Africa culture. So we're going to go right into pun, 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 pun.
Na, 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 na. Yeah. La, 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 burning marijuana for me calm. You keep me calm. You make me strong. My brethren and my Christian who use it. It's the king of the forest, Babylon, they don't like it. The top is up, they heap it up and then they destroy it. They pick you up, they lock you up, they take it for a crime. When it's the healing of the nation, bet you never know. The healing of the nation. I'm joking.
Yeah, 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 everybody. Y'all welcome to WBNN, the Goldie Time Multimedia Entertainment presents the Boston Chronicle. We live on air, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, where words and reason speaks poetry. The call-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by none other than the Goldie Time Multimedia. As I said earlier, ideas formulate words that bring individual reason of thought that speaks a different meaning to each reader. Where poetry is spoken, where knowledge is self-evident, y'all pay attention to that, because if you don't, you will miss the whole concept of what is going on over here at WBNN. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller in queue. Caller number 1, who have I have the opportunity to speak to?
Good evening, Mr. Boston. This is Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp, the fellow host here on WBNN.
Hey, how you doing, my sister?
I am doing well. Just wanted to call in, show some love, show some support to another host.
You just don't know how much I appreciate you. You know, I have to just say I appreciate you 100 to the fullest, because when you step in the room, and even when I hear you on your show, you know, I get invigorated by the knowledge that you bring to the WBNN platform. And I love it when I see my sisters bring that knowledge. You know, I'm just ecstatic, you know, and it helps me in my recovery. You know, have you noticed I'm a little more invigorated previous shows or when I come on the air? Is because all of you at WBNN brings a healthy air to me, and I smile, you know, and my spirit dances. I'm just in that place, back at that place where I was, even though I'm not fully recovered, but I'm getting there. You know, that like that old saying says, no weapon formed against me will prevail.
Yeah.
And I refuse.
Yeah.
I refuse to let this mishap of my heart take me to another place. I'm fighting, and I'm still fighting, and I'm going to continue to fight until I get back 100%. And I thank you for coming through and addressing the mic.
My pleasure, and I'm so glad to hear that you are feeling better and you're in great spirits and you didn't allow the enemy to stop you or defeat you. And as long as there's still breath and in your lungs, there's still purpose to you and your life and what you have to share with the world. So keep on going and keep on embracing others with your literary works and your elements and doing what you do here on the mic at WBNN and in the Facebook stream.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Appreciate that. Well, well, well. I got something for you to think about. And the piece is called The Cost to Die. A cause to die for no reason. Breathing is free, so we thought. I don't blame you for organizing, protesting for right and change, yet change never ever fully comes to violence or Mississippi-type burnings. Is that a cause to die? Killing is under the color of authority is pure criminal. Another form of lynching never falls far from the KKK tree. Now does it. Organizing isn't a crime. Organized violence certainly is. Organizing is not violence. It's an attempt to create and make change to be heard for justice for those we lost under the color of authority. A cause to die for? We come too far to see the small cracks of light through the doors of progress. I don't mean that we suddenly denigrate the progress. I don't mean we should allow anyone to walk all over us. Restraint should be progressive truth. Fool of many fools, unload the foolery like robotic docile horses or post-traumatic slave disorder underlying negative retribution. What's so fucked up? We attempt to right the wrongs, yet we end up becoming self-criminals. When justice for George is the focal point, then we cry foul, holler no justice, no peace. In George's case, we have yet given justice a chance. Because many throw rocks, firebombs, stealing TVs and PlayStations, and plain thievery is that justice for George? No. Justice is become the denigration cause for the many murdered by renegade police officers. Some are instigators, manipulators, and opportunists and snitches. Most are playing roles and follow the leader. No clue that the reasoning of protesting in organizations, some fake like Butterfields and the others pasted on icing. Others, wannabes, want to be actors hoping to be on TV again, denigrating a celebration for hope and justice for George. An innocent man asphyxiated by the police. So what you out on the front lines for if you're not a true soldier in the protests? What you out here for if you're not for the integrity of the protest and the foundation of the cause? I bet the moment shots are fired, most will run, except about 20 of them. So what you out here for if you're not ready to die for the cause? No justice, no peace. The idiocracy of a few ignorant people of the burning. The destruction of looting other people's businesses. Down, you say, we must need and protect the hood, not burn our own shit down. Ladies and gentlemen, can we just give justice a chance for joy? And that's Mr. Boston from WBNN, Negotiate Time Entertainment. What you think there, Negotiate, about that piece?
Well, first of all, it's a wonderful segue to what I'm about to play. And you would have known that, but that's only the spirit of Jaja. Jaja, Jaja, Jaja. Only the spirit of Jaja. And of course, sometimes, and we're going to take our next caller after this wonderful track I'm about to play. Let's ring the alarm. Yeah, Boston.
Dancing on any session, rock up the woman. know we beat them all in a row. Donkey want water, but you hold him Joe. Tato, we beat them all in a row. The cost want water, but hold him Joe. Ring the alarm, another town is dying. Whoa, hey, ring the alarm, another town is dying. Whoa, hey, four big sound in a one big lawn. The dance on a play, the other three keep calm. Four big sound in a one big lawn. The boom sound a play, the other three keep calm. Ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, remember this sound, it's the talk of the town, talk of the country, hey. Rock Mr. Charlie, rock Miss Munchie, talk of the country. So, ring the alarm, and out of town is dying. I know, ring the alarm, and out of town is suffering. Whoa, hey, watch the sound manna timber, watch the sound manna pray, watch the sound manna timber, watch the sound manna pray. Ring the alarm, another sound is dying. I know. Ring the alarm, another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey, a little of this sound, a little of that. Rock it so calm and rock it so fast. Rock the white and rock up the black. Sweet reggae music on, on the attack, yes. On the attack, it gone, on the attack. Sweet reggae music on, straight non-stop. Ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, ring the alarm, another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey, some sound sound like a big jump on. Listen to this sound, it's a champion. Round the dance in any session. Rock the woman and move up the man. Ring the alarm, another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey, ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, beat them there and we beat them there. We beat them all over this atmosphere. Champion sound, we just don't care.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Welcome to WBN and the Goals of Time Multimedia presents the Boston Chronicle. We are live on air from Lagos, Nigeria, where words and reasons speak poetry. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get on this mic, or you want to speak to the host, or you want to speak to the DJ, or you have a guest that you want to speak to, the call-in number is 516-453-9133. You have to press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia and Entertainment. All right, we have a caller in queue. Caller, who do I have in the building?
Hello, hello, everyone. This is
quiet, y'all.
This is your girl Alicia Levine, the one and only. With we got Alicia Levine on the phone. We got Eric King on the phone.
Production. Shout out to WBNS.
Shout out to WBNN. I love that.
You hear the birthday girl? We got the birthday girl here, Grandma Kathy, a.k.a. Kathy, a.k.a. the mother of Alicia. Happy birthday.
Wait a minute. Hold up for a second. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, beautiful sister. Happy birthday to you. And 10 trillion more. And that's from WBNN. Where'd they go?
We here. We just had to take a moment of silence. We just had to take a moment of silence, brother.
Okay. All right.
Shout out to your day.
All right.
Beautiful day.
All right. All right. Thank you. Appreciate y'all coming through.
Thank you for being thankful. You feel me? Great energy. Let's go.
Well, You know what? We here to do what we do. And when we stand on our square and stand strong and stand together in unity, we always prevail.
Prevail. I can confirm that. And I think Mr. Tubbs, I think Ms. Cassie, and I think Mr. Reggie could confirm that now as well. That we always prevail and that resilience is key, that we never give up, that we keep on going no matter how hard it is, no matter how painful it gets.
Yeah.
Never give up. Never give up.
Absolutely. 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 All right. Thank you for coming through. We appreciate you for supporting this platform.
Never giving up.
Thank you. All right. All righty. Let me put something across the minds of those who have an open mind and to those who want to open their mind. Okay. All right. All right. And it goes like this. What if he had untied every single amenable oblivions within a mental semi-spiritual conversation within her spiritual body and you and spirit mind that shift outside thought that the same thought reflecting mine? Mathematically read her dirt body language magnetically, reflect carnality of his spiritual light in his mental dark that convey Yaniverse first goddess. He wasn't afraid. He wanted to know what would be his mental outcome. Would it be suitable for the both of us? Would she, the woman, come calm in her inner backspace and come inside the mind of a smooth criminal conversation so as to make her mind desires come as his mental fingerprints knead, manipulate, and pinch the fullness of her folded nipples until her third layer vibe cries for them to be sucked, licked, until her inner woman explodes as if her vibration turned into a flash storm as her thighs tremble wide opening, spilling the wettest secrecy, whispering, "Oh, great masculine counterpart and equal, come profusely with me. Impregnate my thoughts, seed my soul with life's energy so I can make your fear ejaculate songs of erotic Solomon." As we encounter the questing of our foundation of what if our eternal self revealed in this infinity and common sense conclusion that defies most men's comprehension. Because unlike he, this him understood her as Yaniverse, mother of creative dirt evolutions, the vehicle of nations, and if one fail to be thyself true, then seek and come to terms with fear. Come to terms with light and dark, with your feminine, masculine, masculine, feminine. Others within you will never come into balance, and he and she equally yoked. Sleeping one, the teachers of backwards, the lizards of lies, where are you? Ah, ha, 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 ha. Afraid of the true creation, the priorities of math, chemicals, wisdom, knowledge, and the whole the truth. So what else? MP. All right, y'all. Who do we got in queue? Nobody? We got anybody in queue?
Okay. Yeah, we
well,
do.
We're gonna have
of course,
a track.
You know, I'm gonna do my. Hold on, I'm gonna do my
okay,
thing though. You know what I mean? Of course, you know what I mean.
Okay, we're gonna have
so
a track.
So follow that. Listen, man, follow that teleprompter. But all I say is this: you know, all the people out there that love reggae music, it is what it is. And of course, never be ungrateful. Never be ungrateful.
Each moment of life gives thanks. Every single thing. Nothing no come by accident, I know that. Don't be ungrateful, the love for you is kind. Live and be faithful, get this in your mind. Don't be ungrateful, the love for you is kind. Even though you study to test of time, walk straight and be wise. Say nothing don't come easy, life is unpredictable. You better protect your life and keep yourself out of trouble. Accumulate the wealth, go do your flat foot hustle. With the camera, go gut through the needle. Every day you're working hard and sometimes you fail. Remember failure is the way to prevail. Keep on striving, conquer your fear. The most high is always here. Don't be ungrateful, the love for you is kind. Live and be faithful, get this in your mind. Don't be ungrateful, the love for you is kind. Even though you study to test of time, walk straight and be wise. It's not pretty out there, in everything just improvise. Give thanks to the little job provide. Take what is rightful of yours without compromise. The world is full of tricks and bribes. What no concern, you just leave it. And what is for Caesar, make him keep it. Your skills and your talent is your best kept secret. Use it, not lose it, believe it. Don't be ungrateful, the love for you is kind. Live and be faithful, get this in your mind. Don't be ungrateful, the love for you is kind. Even though you study to test of time, live and protect your life. Hey, don't be greedy or try to rape mother hurt. Remember things could be worse. Hey, this life is a blessing, not a curse. Are you alone, struggle and suffer your hurt? In a time of hunger and thirst, faith is your substance, from the days I give birth. Escape from poverty in all your hard work. Give thanks the most I comfort. Don't be ungrateful, the love for you is kind. Hey, just be faithful, oh. Live and protect your life. Don't be ungrateful, the love for you is kind. Even though you're tired, it's through the test of time. Be wise, don't be ungrateful. The love for you is kind. Live and be faithful. Get this in your mind. Whoa. Don't be ungrateful. The love for you is kind. Even though you're tired, it's through the test of time.
Yeah. Welcome to WBN and the Golden Time Multimedia presents the Boston Chronicles live on air from Lagos, Nigeria, where words and reason speak Portuguese. Ladies and gentlemen, we call in number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by the Golden Time Multimedia Entertainment. Now, we have a caller. In queue. Who do I have in queue?
Hello, Mr. Boston. It's Ava Holly. How are you, my friend?
Ava.
I hope you
How
are
you
feeling
doing,
well.
Baby girl?
You sound wonderful. I'm so glad you're back in the saddle, baby.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I have
God.
A question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question for you. So your poetry is so moving and so intense. I was wondering if I could read a simple poem that I wrote for you tonight.
Sure.
Okay.
Listen very carefully. When you come to Mr. Boston Show, when you step in the Boston Chronicles, you have an opportunity to do whatever you choose to do.
Yeah, baby. So this poem was written for our buddy, Mr. Panting. He's been on the show before, and this was when he graduated high school. And I just wanted to put a little hope out there. So here it goes. And it's called Listen to the Wind.
Okay.
When you find yourself in a dark place and the world around you seems so cold, look inside that special place and listen to the wind. We talk about the winds of change, when one big gust blows away your dreams, when one big gust takes your breath away, when one small breeze can seem like a storm. Look inside that special place and listen to the wind. We sometimes can't hear because the world around us is too noisy. We sometimes can't see because we close ourselves off to the opportunities knocking. We can't even find the strength to open the door and let them in. Look inside that special place and listen to the wind. Be alone. Be still. Hold your arms out and feel. Open your arms, your heart, for something is coming. God is inside you, guiding you all the time. Just let it go. Go with the winds of change, big gust, the small breeze. See, hear, and feel. God is speaking to you loud and clear. Look inside that special place and listen to the wind.
Ava Holly. You know, you've set a precedence here.
Okay.
This is an audience. This lady came with this poem. Not only was it for the young, but it's definitely for the old, the middle age, and the young mothers and fathers. You see, if you're not guiding your children, if you're not instilling in them God first, if you're not elevating them in a spiritual way, child is going to run rampant. You see, you raise a child the way you want that child to walk out in the world. You raise that child with character and dignity and respect. But on top of all of that, God first. Ava Holly, I just love you.
Oh, I love you too, and I'm so glad you're doing better and that you're back here and you sound wonderful, just like your old self. And thank you so much for letting me share.
Yeah, but you really don't know. It's really a daily struggle, but I refuse to let the daily struggle defeat me.
Yep.
And
yep, I hear you.
You know, sometime in the course of the day, I can get up and I can walk 2 blocks, 3 blocks. Other days, I can get up and comes and my heart is beating so fast that my eyes are seeing squares. My blood pressure is under control, but the AFib is the issue, because if it gets too out of control, well then my left arm hurts. my left leg hurts, you know, and I have to go and call the ambulance. Because if I don't, I'm subject to another stroke. You know, I don't want to have another episode where I have three back-to-back mini strokes. It's terrible. That's terrible. You know, I don't want that anymore. You know, and so you know, I have a very good doctor who was the cardiac. She was the head of the cardiac unit at Johns Hopkins Medical Center, and she's already told me that there's a strong possibility that I'm gonna have a very bad event that could literally paralyze me or kill me. So I just take it easy as much as possible, and I let poetry be my therapy. And with all of the people like Ngozi and Dr. Chinchilla and a few other people that call me to check on me, it makes me feel good, makes me feel healthy, make me feel I'm progressing. And I have to give it to Brother Ngozi because he calls me, and when he calls me, he lifts me so damn high, I swear to God, I'm an airplane. You know, the brother.
Wait a minute. We don't need no airplanes coming out of Boston. And, of course, you know, our brother to really do his thing on a constant basis, Ava Holly. We want to thank you for coming on this show tonight. And stay on, man. We got some ditties for you. And, of course, you know, to my man, the legend, you know what I mean, internet poet legend, okay, been doing this for over 17 years. This man is amazing.
Yeah.
And all you guys around the world, you are blessed and honored and privileged to even hear his voice. So sometimes we got to clutch.
Wow.
Be good-minded, like that to Swami, cause from the same bad company where him go falling. Him mother warning, never take the talking, know him leaving friends and family, them bawling. Early morning, cup a shot, boy three chip on the gully side, in a him best friend head back, him go stop a shot, and at the same two friend them, where they sit down on the gully side, yes, it is a cup-a-pot, they know you say you got your brother back, and you got turn him in a duffy bag, you're them you're killing your senses, the gun thing relentless, ow, 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 when clutch back blaze in the street, bad man war with police, and the crime rate is raising higher. How can we keep the peace with so much mouth to feed? Innocent people get caught in crossfire. War in a central Kingston makes the businessman lock down them shutter. One mount a handgun, a mount a long gun, no man now war with cutter. Political unrest causing all these stress, people can't find them supper. How the things sit, only certain man get two sides of them bread butter. Clutch back blaze in the streets, gunman war with police, and the crime rate is raising higher. How can we keep the peace with so much mouth to feed? Innocent people get caught in crossfire. When the price rate rise, then the guns them rise, poor people get caught in the middle. Not for living alone, so what we gonna do when the cat still a play with the fiddle? I don't know when you can explain, only Jack can answer this riddle. If a big gangster roll, I claim set them cold, but when gunshot take them, them whittle. When clutch back blaze in the streets, bad man now war with police, and the crime rate is raising higher. And how can we keep the peace with so much mouth to feed? Innocent people get caught in crossfire. War and no fun like Disney World. War, no pretty like Miss World. War, someone love it like girl. If you take away the joy from your world, me good minding, fly start to swarm him. Cause from the same bad company where him go falling, him mother want him, never take the talking. Now him leave him friends and family, them balling. Early morning, cup a shot, one sweet chip on the goalie side. He know him best friend head back. He go cup a shot, and at the same two friends them. Where did sit down on the goalie side? Yesterday a cook a pot. Then now you say you got your brother back, and you go turn him in a dopey bat. Yo, them you're killing your senseless. The gun thing relentless. Oh, 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 oh. Clutch back blazing the streets. Gunman war with police, and the crime rate is raising higher. How can we keep the peace with so much mouth to feed? Innocent people get caught in crossfire. When the crime rate rises and the guns them rise, poor people get caught in the middle.
All right. Welcome to another WBNN, the Goldie Time Multimedia and Entertainment, presents the Boston Chronicle, live on air from Lagos, Nigeria, where words and reason speaks poetry. The call-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by none other than the Goldie Time Multimedia and Entertainment. We have a caller in queue. Who do I have the opportunity to speak to on the WBNN platform?
Hey, look, man, when you go pick up your Cadillac, I'm tired of keeping your Cadillac in storage.
My baby brother. God damn. My baby brother is in the building. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all guys something here. Me and this man go back so many years that I can't even count them. He done brought me a 1959 blue and white Chevy. He done brought me a 1960 Cadillac with gold bucket seats and green pins. And he done turned around and pulled up in front of my mental domain with a Cadillac STS on dum-dum with lips and juice. This man is amazing. This is my brother, Automatic Charismatic. Man.
Yeah, you
what's
know, I got this Cadillac
baby,
in storage. You know, I wiped it down.
My brother came to visit me. Man, you know what I'm... Look. I am so proud of this brother because I watched him grow from the bottom to where he's at right now. This man has been through some struggle, and now look at him. Look at him. He's there where he needs to be. He's up for the downstroke, ladies and gentlemen. What you got, man? What you got? What you got, boss, man?
I tell you what. Let's have a little fun.
Okay.
You name the poem, and I do the poem. I know your dictionary is very big, so we ain't all as intelligent as you.
I'm gonna give you an easy one. Spaces and places in the ghetto.
Spaces and places
in
the jungle.
In the ghetto.
Yeah. Spaces and places in the ghetto. All right. As I wake up, what do I see? When these days when I'm trying to be free. See, people don't even hear the echoes at night. And everything that I have right in my sight. You know how it is, man. Yeah, we are on the street. We are on the corner. You know all these special places. All these special things, special places up in the ghetto. I heard the echo. heard the cries from the drive-bys up here, and I ain't telling no lies. See, police up there looking for somebody who won't give the information. Now go ahead and check out the situation. We all in this. We try to live in the happy life. We try and do what everything that's right. But you know how it is when the money get tight. We are on the corner. I had to serve somebody because rent was due. You know how it is when the hustle goes through. Man, I ain't even playing that. You know how it is hot in the kitchen. Let me grab your attention. You know, don't drive me because I'm close to the edge. I'm not trying to lose my head. You see, special places and all the things right up in the jungle. You see, yo, I had to talk to my uncle. He taught me a lot of things, man. I had to bring that bread up. You know how it is when you get fed up, right? Yeah, it's like legendary. We street corners, everything to speak. The money's out here. You know how it is. Unspeakable action just to make it happen, baby. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Lynch. He gets in, I'm all in, but I've been dry.
Ain't nothing but a freestyle party. Nothing but a freestyle party.
In Boston,
I'm bringing on Brother O.
Listen, man, Larry, all I know, Mike Tyson came to show. So all I know, if you can't hit him, you need to get your own bow. Listen, I love Mr. Automatic Charismatic, a.k.a. Larry Shepherd, the main person that has helped me be great. When I listen to him, Boston, and a lot of times ego gets involved, and I said, no, I don't need all that. You know, Larry said, you know, bruh, if you listen to me and these tools I give, you'll build your show in the millions. Now we are in the tens of millions, the 20s of millions, because of this man right here. And
thank you.
You know, where I go, he goes. You know what I mean? When, you know, if I'm on there on your CBS station, ABC, NBC, Larry gonna come with me, because without this man, Beverly Nation wouldn't have grown. And I have so much gratitude to this man because of his genius. And we have platforms around the world that garner tens of millions of people. This man is a genius. I'm gone. I ain't got no more to say.
But I watch you grow. You know, I watch, you know, this man can DJ like it ain't nobody's business. You know, I'm telling you, he's showing off. You know what I mean? You see how he be showing off when he DJing? Yeah. And then he's a musical a genius. He can teach music. The honeybee can teach music beyond everything. I mean, he gets down to the music. He taught me about some musicians that I haven't known about. Honeybee, when he turns into a honeybee, he's dangerous. I'm telling
you. Know what, Larry?
You
starting your mess. Listen, I want him to stay on this, you know, this outstanding WBNN Beverly Nation, you know, just what we do in love every single night, six nights a week. And, of course, the genius that is Larry Shepherd and, of course, the Boston Chronicles. Now, I'm going to bring back on Larry at the end. So, Larry, stay on here, man. I want you to say some final thoughts. I want you to close our show tonight with a poem, if Jeffy allows that, because it is his show. But, of course, a lot of times what Larry just talks about is about the works, right, Mr. Boston? How we get down, you know, on a constant basis and make it effortless. Because, you know, it's the one and only Beverly Nation. That's all I know. Works.
Every day I've got shoes out to do. I got the work to do. Work your shoes out to do. Listen good. The wicked smite the shepherd and the sheep go astray. But when one go down, shall rise another again. Yeah. Yes, like Moses, Joshua, and Samuel. I know I'll face adversaries time, time again. Cause mystery Babylon feed many with her wine of fornication. And they don't even know they're being consumed by this corruption. Oh, the living blind, blinded by this veil of darkness. Lord God, I know temptation is choose out to do. I got the work to do. Where did you choose out to do? Charlie Dyway, guiding I step by step, yeah. From all the perils that roam the heights and dales. Charlie Dyway, guiding I step by step. From all the perils that roam the heights and
y'all know what? We came to this show and we did what we came to do, because words and reason speaks porch. And we came with a lot of words. We came with a lot of poetry. We had a lot of reasoning between those lines, and the ink spoke it very loud. You know. And so with that, I'm going to let Larry close the show, but I'm going to bring Ngozi time, and then, but before I bring Ngozi on, I'm going to do something that might upset a lot.
Wait a minute, Boston. Wait a minute, Boston. This show ain't over yet.
What?
No, this show ain't over yet.
We're gonna bring on
a caller before we do all that, and then you'll do your piece, and then we bring on Larry at the end after your final thoughts after Ngozi time. He's gonna close it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's going to be. But however, caller, you're live right now with the Boston Chronicles.
Yeah, Busted. Sound of alarm. I'm not a vet. I'm coming from Nam. I'm here calm and explode like a time bomb. Giving my all to punctuate my talents. I have balance. I'm not silent and believe in balance. I do what I must to protect me. Hate me if you may, but you will respect me. How many times must I draw the line and say that you got to find? Don't be mad, Uncle Kahuna is all mine. How you doing tonight?
Is it like that, bro?
Yes, indeed. Look, I'm getting you prepared for what is to take place on this month, the 19th, and you will be my very special honored guest as we speak about
sexual identity. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you this. Y'all better bring your pencil and a notebook, or you better bring a tape recording machine, because this show is going to be a top of the line show.
Whoa.
With a lot of information.
Whoa.
A lot.
Now, I got something for both you and the Lifetime Achiever for the International Inter Radio Hall of Fame. And, of course, Class of 2022. Is that right, Brother Hooney? Understand this. The soundtrack of that night will be one of Hooney Bakatoon's favorite. He never heard this outstanding album. And, you know, I'm going to bring on Larry Shepard with this one, because Larry, you know, always talk about this. I'm going to bring down, okay, Count Basie with the singer, the extraordinary Nat King Cole singing blues and jazz that night. How about that, Hooney Bakatoon? How about that, Jeffrey? How about that, Larry?
Hey.
I'm gone.
Wow.
You know, the wise man, Master Hooney, you know, we go back, too. This man, I learned a lot from this man. You know what I mean? I learned a lot, you know. I used to do turntables with him. And this man had knowledge just make you think. You know?
I want to say openly, sir, if it wasn't for you, you gave me my beginning when it came to international internet, and to see how far I've come since then. But everywhere I go and what I try to do with sound therapy, I have a lot to do with you by not only blessing me by spinning the records, man, but you gave me a platform. So, you know, as sound therapy continues to circulate around this planet, our world, and the entire universe, like Hall of Fame four times said, you always go with it. So you're a major part of what I'm doing. My best to share with the attentive listening audience, and I appreciate you, okay?
Yeah, we're here.
Indeed.
Wait a minute.
Indeed.
Go ahead, Larry.
Indeed.
Talk about how, you know, with the V,
you
know, the
welcome,
WP,
man.
WPEN.
Yes. I appreciate you. I mean, all the knowledge that you had, you know. Man.
I know it's a humbling thing, man. You know, it's just like with so many of our greats, man. But, you know, Mr. Boston, for me to say what an honor it is for you to be able to collaborate with you with all that you have given during your stay here doing Mission Planet Earth, man, you're still here. You get what I'm saying? And for you to take the time to come on
gonna
my
be
sensitive, show.
Am I? Am I going to be sensitive?
No. No, that's why we want to put the children to bed on this one, sir. You know.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, man.
Keep doing what you're doing, okay? No, Brother Hooney. I know that man did not say that on WBNN. Boston, I'm going to come where you are. You know what I mean? And duck pick your ass. You know better than that to know. You know what I mean? The good doctor will never have anybody censored upon her.
I was messing with honey.
You know, You already know you're starting your mess.
You already know. I don't bite my tongue. It is what it is.
Well, you know what? And you already know. Listen, wait a minute. Don't even say that on the air, man, because, you know, we are brand, and we never censor nobody. So, you know, watch your mouth, boy. Watch your mouth here on the BNN.
That's my boss right there. That's my boss right there. I love you, man. I love you, man.
Looking forward to you.
Yes, indeed. And we're going
to
move forward.
I got a surprise for you.
We have somebody here that wants to talk to you, and a legend of spoken word internationally. The outstanding Gina Storm. The perfect storm.
Gina. Speak, baby. Speak, girlfriend. If you don't speak, I'm coming to steal your flower. Come on, speak.
Hello, happy. Hello, happy Tuesday.
You don't know what to say then when I say I'm coming to steal your flowers. Huh?
No, I had to be here. I had to be here. Hey, look, I got a message from Ngozi. I was like, you know what? I'm almost home. My phone's almost dead. I put it immediately on the charger just so I could have enough so that I could come through.
Hey, you know what, Gina? Gina, check this out. You can come here and sit down anytime. I enjoy you coming here. We go, you know that song by, We Go a Long Way Back?
We do.
Okay. You know we do. We have some secrets that don't nobody know about. Well, we're going to tell them, we're going to tell them one day in a story, but we're going to keep that on another day. Now, let me hear you. Let me hear you talk. Come on, speak.
All right, all right. You want me to do a piece for you?
Hey, you know, you can't come here and not do one. Gina, the great Gina song. You come, you ever come to my show and don't spit a pee, I'm gonna come through the airways and choke you.
All right,
hey, Capricorn.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Capricorn, stop playing, man. You know what I mean? It's a good doctor. It's a good doctor. You don't do a freestyle, man, you cheat the whole world. Cheat the whole world. And, you know, you can't cheat the honeybee or the Boston.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I got y'all. Let's see. This will be titled Self-Control. A lot of people in my family call me trouble. Some others call me the big hurt. There are quite a few others who simply refer to me as 187, which is police code for murder, death, kill. But now I have self-control. There was a time when I didn't have any control, that I couldn't keep my cool. I remember when I used to yell and scream, and it was the only way that you could hear me because I'm soft-spoken and I didn't want to be mean. I used to push and shove and throw things and act a fool and burst into tears and curse you in public and private, too. This had to be torture for anybody who was in my path. I was angry often. My temper rarely could soften. I would fight verbally, physically, and sometimes it would take a toll on me mentally. But that's just not where I needed to be. I could ask the people that I feel like I have injured to forgive me, please, but I believe that sometimes in life you're just beyond all that. And even though I divorced my abuser quite some time ago, as a matter of fact, I know for a certainty that I'm no longer her. She's not me. I'm different now. I'm an advocate against domestic violence, and this month of October is the reason why I have to spit this piece, because it had to be, even for me, hard to believe. All I can say is, wow. God's been so good to me. I live in the light. I am in love with me. All of my energy is for positivity. I was under attack at that time by the enemy, and he was winning. Now I have self-control, loving myself because God made me whole. I'm sorry for the depths of my soul, for anyone who's been injured in the path of this storm, but know now, I mean you no harm. In peace.
Wow. You know, Gina.
Yes.
You know, we go a long way back. And you continuously up your writing game, continuously. It's always another step up that ladder of ink to paper. You know, and that is a good thing because you self-push yourself to be better each time. And that's what I like to see, poet and a writer, to push themselves to be better the next time. I so appreciate you, lady. You just don't know. I appreciate you.
Likewise.
I feel the same way. I knew I had to try to make it. And I was looking at my phone like, do I have enough juice? Look at God. He made it possible. But I'll be honest with you, like, violence was always my go-to. I mean, without hesitation, my brothers would get into it with their girlfriend, and the first thing my brothers would say, I'm going to call my sister. And all of a sudden, they wanted to make up and fix things with my brother because they knew they didn't want no part of me. I don't want
to. Joliet, Illinois, huh? That's how it goes down in Joliet? Okay, I'm
that's
out.
That's how it goes down in Joliet. I tried for years to suppress it, and I couldn't. It took a long time, and I had to dedicate myself to not choosing violence because violence, I felt like, chose me, like, oh, let's go. You want to try somebody, you better try Jesus because I use these hands and I fight.
You're right. That's right. I ain't mad at you, girl.
You know what? Listen, with Gina Storm, I always tell all the folks out there in the state of Illinois, it's best you to try the lotto in your state. Try lotto, okay? Because, you know, if you try lotto, you can win. Can't win with Gina Storm. Be in it to win it.
Whoa!
I'm telling you, when I was hell-bent on destruction, there was no stopping me. Honestly, like, Storm was the only name that I could think of when it came to picking a stage and pen name for myself. So, you know, I need people to understand that storms are also cleansing. Sometimes the storm comes to clear the path for something new so that it can grow. So I'm simply saying that storms aren't always destructive, but they can be. So try somebody else.
There it is. Well, Gina Storm, we thank you, baby girl. We thank you. Yeah, I'm giving you 5 bouquets of blue roses with 1 red in the center to show my appreciation.
I appreciate you. Oh, I appreciate you, Mr.
So
B. I'm so glad to be here. Yeah. I love y'all.
All right. And go see Mr. Boss Man. Do we have anybody else in queue?
Now, listen, that's how we're going to do. First of all, I want to thank all the folks. But before I do that, you know, it's in Ghosty time. And I'm going to let, you know, Jeffrey have his final thought and then give the great Mike Tyson benediction to this outstanding show. But wait a minute. It's Sedgway. Up and show.
It's so like singing this around me. Get up and show.
hurt. Oh, Lord, I never let go, Lord. As long as we know where we belong, we cannot be weak and to be strong and move on. It's time to another big deserve, yeah. Oh, the master, the more. And I love. Yes, one is the seller. Yes, we got to win until we cannot lose.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Of course, around the world, we all go through our personal trials and tribulations. And of course, you know, all they want is Nielsen ratings. I've been through a trial and tribulation this week. I lost a young cousin to drugs, to fentanyl. And my second cousin, overdosed. And a lot of things go into this life. Come to work. All day today, I was preparing funeral services, interment for my cousin, who was only 17 years old. I can imagine, you know, the pain that, you know, my cousin is going through right now, losing a kid, losing a child, to the senseless world out here. And we have to come together to save our kids. I've been blessed with my only child, and he's doing, and a lot of times, you know, my heart yearns for those who lose children in this outstanding demonic world that we live in. The pain of mothers and fathers losing their children, not only to drug addiction, but to violence and homicide around the world. You heard tonight in a lot of the tracks, you know, we did reggae. The third world countries, the same thing is going on. Things are going on back in Africa, Akubaland, you know, the first world, to children. There is a violent demonic force to kill black seeds, especially black young men, because without black young men, we cannot facilitate our growth, procreation. I've been saying this since 2013. Do you know where your children are right now? Right now, are they in the safety in the arms of you and your family? Are you checking on neighbors in your community to make sure that they are okay? Charity starts at home. If your home is together, then you can check on your next door neighbor and the neighbor down the block to make a firm community of positivity, wealth, and understanding. WBNN has been a stalwart of outstanding opportunity for all of our hosts. That's why it's so important. So important for all of our hosts to support, to glean from each other. Yes, you know, all of our hosts are non-censored, and they have their great, outstanding topics, starting from, you know, the point set of our network on a constant basis, the outstanding and great Dr. Honorable Chinchilla J, and it goes through performances that bring forth that championship feeling. We honor and respect all of our listeners, because without you, we are absolutely nothing. all the tens of millions around the world. We are broadcasted in 57 countries around the world, translated in 47 of those countries through the Vehicle Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, we honor Mr. Boston, Jeffrey Sanders. Stand up, California, because I love it. San Diego, because I'm from Compton. Congratulations, too, on his WBNN All-Time Connection record, his 11th, with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring the first ever Hall of Famer to our network. We miss Darlene so much because Darlene would love this type of show because the breath that Mr. Boston is bringing forth is the spirit of Darlene. It's the spirit of Anna Waddell, which is, you know, the greatest gift we have internally in our network. The Darlene Lawrence feeling is the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, the overall host of the year that we have had since 2016. And we are so proud of our network that's been around on February 4th, 2024, will mark the 21st anniversary of my mother's passing and the 11th anniversary of this network. We are the one and only Beverly Nation. Tomorrow night, we're going with the 2022 Linear New Host of the Year at WBNN. He has been a legend in, you know, a short span of time. His name is Clever One, and everybody knows, you know, he's one half of the Blues Brothers, representing the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where, whatever he says after that, right? Tomorrow night, standing up sticks, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation, and of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dudley Malay, Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Ola Dudley Malay, that goes by my and gmail.com. And I am your honeybee, Olasky, on turntables 1 and 2 for you and you, and especially you. But most importantly, I am Dr. Ola Dudley Malay, Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on the constant basis. Now, this Boston beat my record last night on the Honeybee Files. You know what, Mr. Boston? I'm gone, man.
Well, listen up. Listen up, everybody. Without Dr. Chinchilla and Brother O, I wouldn't be standing as strong on this platform as I do, because they allowed me to step on this platform and do what I do. And I just want to say to all of those people that didn't believe in me and still don't believe in me, you better start believing, because I'm still standing. For all of those who tried to cut the legs off none of me and my feet off and my hands off, you can't, because I'm a chameleon. I keep growing them back and back and back. And I'm going to keep standing up here, and I'm going to keep doing my thing. And so, before I go, to all of the people who said, I blasphemy God, well, then, you're finna be mad, because I'm finna tell you some truth that's going to make you mad, and I'm going to make you mad on purpose. Okay, and I'm going to give you this information. You can run with it, or you can research it, because if you have never stepped outside this country, you're not going to never know. So I can make you mad. Here I go. Why is it that we blame the so-called Satan for everything that's been going on around us? Some say this is a spiritual war, yet the spirit of spirituality is at battle with the heart and mind. Yet we're fighting this war on this physical plane, and you know damn well you can't. But is it true? The evil of man trying to justify man's actions, trying to blame it on Satan when man was created flawed? Why are we so goddamn afraid to question the Creator? The Creator was said to inspire the Bible, yet it's read wrong, misunderstood, and controlled people and controlled the world. And the leaders who administer Christianity screwing little boys and have more money than most of the world, yet the world star. So who to blame some fictitious horned Jew kicked out of heaven or flawed man? By the way, what father would allow his child to destroy everything the father has built? Shit don't make sense to me. Some of y'all need to learn how to disconcern shit and overstand what your ass been taught through family traditions, and just maybe we can really begin the healing of society. That's something to think about. So why? Why do you keep blaming Satan when you know damn well man is a balance between light and dark? Every bit of everything going on around you is a culmination of being unbalanced. Man has created so much bullshit that they got you discombobulated that you can't even count the numbers on the esoteric time scale. Yet, you can't even understand the chemistry between spirit, human, and spirituality. And that's why humanity is so unbalanced. Good night.
Yes, there's a time to speak, a time to be strong, a time to make a delivery, a time to not sit. You see, we can't sit right here while the lynching is bringing on to our society. We have to go ahead and speak in variety. Stop going and just talking. Yo, we have to start walking, and what our purpose is to go ahead and invade those who invade us, we must be protected. There's a time to speak. There's a time to go at war. There's a time for everything. Where is time? Speaking about time, this is the time. And if you do not get with time, you'll lose time. What a wonderful show. Mr. Automatic.
Equalize and justice for all. Rise and never fall. Tell them, say, boo, what they gonna do when none of them not true? Say, what they gonna do, them get slew, yeah. Who do you think you are? We're living in a small world. Sadness is
send us the people them trace. Smile on my face. That day will come when I shall stand and see all those wicked men in the fire getting burned. That day will come when they will try to escape and there will be nowhere to run. That day will come when I shall see they handing over bomb and bring it and put it and gun. That day will come when Emperor Selassie shall rise the world and get to do them out of this slum. Make sure your meditation are narrow.